请来看《路加福音》的十五章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
Ah, 路加福音十五章。
Luke, chapter 15.
从十一节一直到三十二节是在讲一个浪子跟慈父。
From verse 11 through verse 32, here it describes a story of a prodigal son and a merciful father.
我们如果仔细看，那个慈父是谁？
And if we study this passage deeply, we'll find out who his father is.
那我们就知道那个浪子是谁。
We will also know who is this prodigal son.
原来这个慈父，就是我们在天上的神。
And this merciful Father is our God in heaven.
好，我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以弗所书第四章的第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
说一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
这节圣经告诉我们宇宙当中有一个神。
And this verse tells us that in this universe there is a God.
那个神只有一位。
And there's only one God.
我们看很多不同的宗教都在拜神。
We know that there are many different religions, and they all worship some sort of gods.
让人感觉到好像神有很多位。
It seems to confuse people as there are many gods in this world.
甚至有一次保罗到雅典去传福音。
Once Paul was preaching in Athens.
那个地方的人头脑很聪明，学术思想很发达。
The citizens of Athens were very civilized.
但是大家都在拜神。
And they all worship some sort of gods.
因为这个拜神是一种本能啊。
Because worshiping God is a human thing.
人跟神的关系原来就是父跟孩子的关系。
For the relationship between human being and God is like that of father and son.
这个关系是切不断的。
And this kind of relationship cannot be cut off.
但是保罗在传福音当中发现，在很多的神当中，他们放了一个神位，叫做卫士之神。
And Paul discovered that among the statues of gods in Athens, there is one called the God of Unknown.
就是他们怕漏掉了，可能有一个神没有拜到。
And for the citizens thought that, well, maybe this one God we forgot to worship.
那保罗就说，你们所不认识那个神，我现在告诉你们。
So Paul here told them that now I'm going to tell you who this unknown God is.
那个神就是创造宇宙万物的神。
And this unknown God is the God who created heaven and earth.
是万物的主宰，是人类的来源。
He's the ruler of the universe and the origin of mankind.
所以这个地方说一神他就是众人的父。
And therefore here it says one God and Father of all.
这个父就是代表来源。
And father represents the origin or the source.
因为有父母才有我们。
Because we all came from our parents.
所以有我们就是证明有神。
And we exist or because of God.
你看到很多的小孩子在街上走。
We see many kids playing on the street.
你没有看到他父母。
But you don't see their parents.
但是你知道他有父母。
But we know that they must have parents.
你到孤儿院里面看到这些孤儿。
And you can go to the orphanage and see all these orphans.
他们也有父母，只是离世而已。
And they also have parents. It's just that their parents pass away.
所以神，这个神就是我们人类的来源。
Therefore, God is the origin of mankind.
那这位神有多伟大呢？
So how great is this God?
这里说超乎众人之上。
Here it says, who is over all.
我们在世界上有很多很突出的人。
In this world, there are many outstanding persons.
那很突出的人通常都很出名的人。
And these are usually famous people.
啊，通常是受到人崇拜的人。
Well respected by the others.
那你想想看，我们头脑里面都有几个人，他已经离世很久，那个名字还在我们头脑里面。
And perhaps in our memory, there are a few individuals that you truly respect, even though he or she may have passed away a while back.
啊，如果你很注重科学，大概爱因斯坦跑不掉。
And if you like science. Perhaps you admire Einstein very much.
啊，如果你很注重音乐，大概贝多芬跑不掉。
And if you like music, perhaps you truly respect and admire Beethoven.
哦，还有很多出名的人。
And also other outstanding people in their own field.
如果你很注重文学，大概莎士比亚也不会忘记。
And if you like literature, perhaps you show much respect to Shakespeare.
所以每一行都有很突出的人，让我们觉得。很敬畏
so,
啊，让我们觉得 很尊敬
So each field will have these outstanding individuals that deserves our respect
但是有一个神他就是人上之人他超乎众人之上
But this God he is over all
也就是说你在世界上找不到一个人可以跟他相比了
That is you cannot find another person or being that's greater than he
因为没有一个人的成就能够跟神相比
Because not a single person's individual can be compared to God.
神的杰作是什么
So what's God's greatest accomplishment?
宇宙万物的存在
The very existence of the universe.
那个是用神的能力造成的
For the universe was created by the power of God.
用神的智慧造成的
With God's wisdom.
用神的慈爱造成的
With God's love
所以这里说超乎众人之上就是他的能力他的智慧他的慈爱是没有一个人能够相比的
So here when it says overall this means the power the mercy and the love of God and wisdom is above all and beyond comparison
所以今天我们所要所以这要拜神不是一种利益的交换因为我需要什么好处所以我要去拜神
So today when we come to worship God is not a form of exchange It's not because I come here to ask God for something
好像有的人在拜偶像一样
Like some other people who worship idols
为了发财为了平安就去拜偶像
They worship certain idols claiming this idol will bring them good fortunes or richness
大家都很清楚这个偶像是我买来的用钱买来的
But how can this be for you use money your own money to purchase this idol
这个是人造的
and this is the man-made object
所以这是我自己造出来的神
for this is a god that I made up myself
那你现在拜拜也没有发财也没有病也没有好
and you worship this man-made object it's not gonna guarantee any good fortunes
一个比较有良心的叫送人啊我这周向谁要拜给他了不要钱
and some people may say well this idol seems useless right now so why don't I give it to you so you can worship
那有一些这心比较狠的说啊丢掉了，就嘴锅里面丢了。
And some people will even feel that this idol, I receive things, so let me just throw this idol away.
因为这个神他觉得不值得拜。
Because this idol God does not deserve our sincerity and worship.
那今天我们所拜这一位神
，But this God that we worship today,
他是众人之上。
He is over all.
他本身的存在就让你敬畏三分。
His existence. Deserves our respect and fear.
旧约时代记载神曾经降临在这个山上。
In the Old Testament, it records that how God descended on the mountain.
当神一降临，雷轰、闪电、地震。
When God descended on the mountains, there will be earthquake, thunder.
以色列百姓看到神降临了，大家都发抖。
And when the Israelites saw the descendants of God. And they were all afraid.
那是非常荣耀，那是非常尊贵的。
It was extremely honorable and extremely awesome.
所以你看到神本身，你马上就拜下来，因为他太伟大了。
So when you see God, you will naturally worship and respect him.
所以他超乎众人之上。
Therefore, he's over all.
接下去说他贯乎众人之中。
Here it says, and through all.
有的人就觉得说。好，他超乎众人之上，他是他，我是我，没有关系。
Some people will say, so what? There is a supreme being, but that supreme being has nothing to do with me.
所以孔子说，敬鬼神而远之，就是这个观念。
And Confucius once remarked that we respect the ghosts and gods, but you stay away from them.
他也知道有神，他也知道有鬼。
For he realized there is supernatural powers in this world.
但是他不认识神，他也不认识鬼。
But Confucius didn't know any of these supernatural powers.
所以最好就是尊敬他而远之，保持一个距离，以策安全。
So you just know that they exist and stay away from them.And that's the safest bet.
但是这一位神，他跟我们每一天的生活是息息相关的。
But this God has it's very closely related to our daily lives.
因为他贯乎众人之中。
Because he's through all.
也就是说，如果没有神
，That is, if there is no God,
你一天都活不下去。
You cannot even live a single day.
我们能够活一天，就是因为神贯乎我们中间。
We can live because God is through us.
为什么这样说？
Why is it that we say this?
希伯来书说，神用他全能的命令托住万有。
For the book of Hebrews says that God with his mighty power sustains the entire space and universe.
你看我们现在这个电脑很发达哈，这个软体可以控制硬体。
And we know that the advanced technology nowadays, software could control complicated hardware.
但是如果软体有这个 virus, 整个硬体都停顿了。
So if software has a bug or a virus, then the hardware will be useless.
那神在控制这个宇宙那个软体是什么？
And so who controls the software that controls the hardware of the universe?
就是神的话。
It's the word of God.
神说成神，说成神，说立就立。
And when God says it will be done, and it certainly will.
神用他全能的命令托住万有。
And God with his almighty words and commands sustains the universe.
所以整个星球这样一直在自转。
Therefore, the pattern of the universe, as well as the orbiting,
速度一定
and all the physical laws of the universe remain constant.
你可以预测太阳几点出来，几点下去。
We can use these universal constants to make predictions of rise and fall of sun.
我们可以预测春夏秋冬的来到。
We can actually time the season as accurately as we can.
因为神用他的命令托住万物。
Because God with his command sustains the operation of the universe.
因为神的命令，所以整个宇宙生命源源不断。
Because of God's command, we can see life flourish in this world.
冬天下雪，你看好像什么都死掉了。
On the winter time when snow came, it seems everything is white and lifeless.
但是到了三月初，
but when March comes,
忽然看你就看到那个植物开始在发芽。
You'll see the flowers and grass begin to bud.
你就看到生命一直在成长。
And you can see how life progresses.
因为神的全能在它里面。
Because the power of God is hidden in His creation.
我们每一天的生活就是因为有神的能力在我们身上，我们生命才可以延续。
And we are living because of power of God.
如果神停止他的动作，
if God stops His work,
这好像你家里那总开关电源关掉了。
It's just like someone shut off the power switch in your house.
发生什么事情？
What would happen?
灯也不亮。
Then you have no power.
冷气也不动。
And your AC wouldn't work.
整个电的东西都没有了。
And if you do not have electricity, and you live in, you live with no power.
神如果停止他的命令。
So if God stop his commands.
我们连一分钟也活不下去。
And we cannot even live for a single minute.
所以他跟我们每一个人每一天的生活息息相关。
Therefore he's directly related to our livelihood.
下面说神住在众人之内。
And he's in all.
他要借着他的圣灵要住在我们的心里面。
Through his Holy Spirit, God will live in our hearts.
要与我们同在。
He want to live with us.
那这一位神就是我们的父。
And this God is our Father.
这个父就是表示他很爱我们。
And this Father means that he will pour out his love to us.
他是我们人类的来源，而且他非常的爱我们。
He's the origin of all mankind, and he loves us.
那这个浪，我们再回到这个浪子的比喻。
So let us return to this parable of the prodigal son.
在路加福音十五章。
In Luke chapter 15.
这个小儿子选择离开父亲。
And this younger son chose to leave his father.
请看十二节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他的父亲就把产业分给他们。
Verse 12, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them.
从神造人开始，神就不勉强人。
and starting from creation, God never forced people.
神告诉亚当跟夏娃。
God told Adam and Eve.
说你可以住在这里面。
You can live here.
但是这个有一棵树的果子你不可以吃。
But there is this, the fruit on this tree, you should never eat.
你吃的日子你就死。
And the day you eat this fruit, you will die.
但是你吃不吃呢？你有自由。
But you have the freedom whether you're going to eat it or not.
所以这个小孩子选择离开父亲，父亲没有讲什么，你要。
So the younger one chose to leave his father, and his father didn't say anything. Say okay.
但是父亲对孩子的爱没有改变。
But the love of the father toward his younger son remained.
虽然人选择离开神。
Even though a man chose to depart from God.
但是神对人的爱没有改变。
But the love of God for mankind remains.
因为人是他造的。
Because we are part of his creation.
人的生命是从他出的。
And our life came from God.
他爱他所造的人。
He loved the people that he made.
他爱他所造的生命。
He loved the life that he created.
神爱到什么程度呢？
To what extent?
雅各书说爱到会嫉妒。
In the book of James, God is a jealous God.
所以人如果不爱神。
So if we do not love God.
人如果对神很冷淡。
If we're mistreating God.
神的心会很难过。
And God will he'll be very disappointed.
因为他是父亲。
For he is the father.
孩子可以不爱父亲。
The children could proudly not loving the parents.
但是父亲不能够不爱孩子。
But the parents or the father will always love the children.
因为这是本性，这是从神来的。
Because that's the instinct from God.
那这个小孩子就离开父亲了。
So this younger son departed from the father.
我们就看到他生活很自由。
And he seems to live a rather free life.
搬到很远的地方去。
He went to a very far country.
十三节说，任意放荡，浪费子财。
And he squandered his wealth in wild living.
所以他的生活很自由。
And he lived quite freely.
要怎么样就怎么样。
He did whatever he wanted.
没有人管。
And no one cared for him.
看起来这好像很好的一种生活。
Sounds pretty cool.
这也是为什么很多人不愿意拜神。
And that might be the reason why many people do not want to worship God.
因为一拜神，觉得说我就没有自由了。
It seems that if they start to worship God, they will lose all their so-called freedom.
因为一拜神，这个圣经的话就好像一个束缚一样。
Because once you begin to worship God, the words in the Bible are like bondages.
好像这个小孩子如果住在父亲的家里面，父亲就跟他讲这样不可以，那样不可以，要照这样，这一大堆。
It's just like if the children is living in the house and the parents will say, well, you have to go to bed a certain time, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
但是我们要知道，人离开神就是不幸的开始。
But we must remember that the moment one chose to depart from God, misfortunes will come.
可能短期看不到，你看结果看到最后，没有一个人离开神是好的。
And perhaps in the short term you don't see anything, but give it a while, you'll see the consequences.
那我们现在看这个浪子啊，离开父亲，到底对他的生活有什么影响
？So let us see what happened to this younger son after he left his father.
十四节
，verse 14，
说耗尽一切所有的，就在那个地方遇到大饥荒，就穷苦起来。
And verse 14, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need.
毕竟他能够带出来的有限。
So he could only bring so much money out.
他带出来用完就没有了。
So after he finished what he brought out,
就穷苦起来。
And then he began to be in need.
离开神就是缺乏的开始。
And when a person departs from God, he'll begin to be in need.
因为神有丰盛的恩典。
Because God has abundant grace.
请问离开神，我们还有什么？
Apart from God, what else do we have?
你有多大的爱?
How much love do you have?
你有多大的才能?
How much money do you have?
你有多大的智慧?
How much wisdom do you have?
你有多大的能力?
How much ability do you have? What's your temper and endurance?
人一切都是有限。
Everything that we know of is limited.
所以离开神，你就发现人还能做什么
？So apart from God, what can we accomplish?
所以这个小孩子就穷苦起来。
So this younger son began to be in need.
人离开神以后，人就缺乏了。
And after after a person departs from God, he'll begin to be in need.
可能觉得我们会觉得说我没有拜神，你看我生意做得很好，赚很多钱。
Some people may say, "Look, I'm not worshiping God. I'm using all this time worshiping God to make money. I'm doing very well."
但是从另一方面来看，
but from another perspective,
离开神，人的心就得不到满足。
And when a person departs from God, his heart will never be satisfied.
有哪一个人说，赚到钱，从此就满足了？
Will anyone ever said that after he made a certain amount of money, he'll be completely satisfied?
当你赚到一笔钱的时候，你欲望更大，我要赚更多钱。
And after you have made a certain sum of money, your next goal is to make more.
有哪一个人说，我喝了这杯酒以后，我就满足了？
Who will say that, after I consume this last glass of wine, I shall have no more?
这一杯酒喝下去以后，你就觉得很好，再一杯就不错。
And after you have a glass of wine, you may say, "Well, that doesn't taste too bad. Maybe I'll have one more."
今天喝，明天再来。
And after today is done, maybe tomorrow I'll try it again.
就这样一直沉沦下去，变成一个醉酒的人。
And that's how a person became an alcoholic.
有哪一个人说，我这个电视节目一看我就满足了，从此要电视卖掉了？
Who will say that? Oh, after I watch this TV show, I am satisfied with TV. I'm going to sell my TV.
电视越看越饥渴。
And the more you watch these shows, the more you want to watch them.
看来看去黑白不够，买彩色。
And first, you may start with a black and white TV, then you say, well, let me get a color one.
就是不满足。
Because you're not satisfied.
彩色买来转来转去，这个常常要去用手转，买一个遥控。
And then you probably don't like the manual dial version, so you say, let me get the remote control.
遥控了以后发现这个台不够，来加装一个这个小耳朵。
And then maybe you say, well, I want to have more channels, so you get satellite.
所以这个世界上的娱乐越看越，你越发现你心越空洞，你越一去抓，一直抓到处想娱乐去抓。
So the entertainment in this world can only bring you more desires to be entertained.
我们请问大家。
So the question is,
你有没有看过坐在美国里面的人家里面没有电视的，有没有？
Have you ever been to a single family in America where they do not have TV?
有，很可能那 homeless.
Yes, you can go to some homeless guy.
有的是没有钱放，没有钱买，有的是没地方放。
And they probably, unfortunately, don't have enough money to buy TV.
到处走，他看人电视啊，看人家的电视不要钱啊。
And the homeless guy can probably just walk around and watch TV from the from the electronic store.
但是，你可以看到一个敬拜神的人家里没有电视，过得很好。But
we can also see in a Christian family where even though there's no TV in the household, they live a rather fulfilling life.
最近NYTS听这些青年在见证。
And recently in NYTS, I heard the youth testify there.
不止一个。
Not just one.
他说他把家里的电视收起来，有的卖掉送人了。
And that he packed up the TV and sold it to some other people.
仔细我就跟他谈的话，看他是不是有点不正常。
And then I wanted to have a conversation with him. Figure he probably had gone mad.
现在人不看电视，这正常吗？
Is it normal for people for people nowadays not to watch TV?
我跟他谈一谈，他很正常。
And so I talked to him, and I found him normal.
你也不会觉得他活得很无聊。
And I he didn't seem to like he's bored or anything.
对人很有怜悯的心，很喜欢接待人，很喜欢去帮助别人。
And he always want to show compassion and help people.
因为他找到神。
Because he has found God.
所以这个人呢，如果一离开神，缺乏。
So if a person departs from God, he'll begin to be in need.
你找不到满足，世界你找不到满足。
Because he'll never find any satisfactions in this world.
就是这个浪子。
And such as this prodigal son.
那这个缺乏下去到最后是什么？
Begin to be in need to what extent?
最后他要去找那个吃猪吃的东西。
And he actually...
16节。
In verse 16, he went to feed pigs, and he longed to fill his stomach with the pots that the feet of the pigs would eat. And he took a job to feed pigs.
犹太人认为猪是不干净的。
Jewish people considered pigs as unclean animals.
所以这个就代表一个人离开神以后，他的身份就堕落了。
And this represents once a person departs from God, even his status declined.
你要放猪放久了以后，不是整个身体都猪味吗？
And if you stay with the pigs every day, you're probably going to smell like pigs too.
你这个人的地位就贬低了。
And if you smell like pigs, you're certainly not going to, people not going to look very highly of you.
本来他父亲很有钱，大概天天洗澡抹香水，现在就看猪天天臭味，这个太大的不同。
And previously, he was the son of a rich man, so he probably can take showers and even have perfumes, but now he smells like pigs.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And for all have sinned and fell short of God's glory.
你看，不管啊，这个男人西装穿得多挺，那个女人衣服漂亮，穿得多漂亮。
No matter how well do a man and a woman dressed.
你用圣经的眼睛一看。罪人都写在他身上。
And if we look at them with the spiritual eyes, according to the Bible, we are all sinners.
在神的面前，神的愤怒天天在他的身上。
And in front of God, we're all sinners. The wrath of God is upon us.
本来人是神的儿子。
For we were the sons of God.
很尊贵。
With very honorable status.
离开神变罪人。
But depart from God, we are sinners.
这是不得了。
And this is such a great contrast.
所以离开神没有一点点好处。
So there is no gain in departing from God.
到最后他觉悟到一点。
And then he realized.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十七节。
Excuse me, verse 17.
说我父亲有故宫可怜，我倒在这里饿死吗？他如果不做一个决定的话，到最后就是死。
And he said that how many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death.
所以人离开神到最后就是死。
So if a person departs from God, the consequence is death.
肉体的死。
Physical death.
还有灵魂的死。
As well as spiritual death.
今生的死。
Death in the present time.
还有来世的死。
And death in the future.
永恒的死。
Eternal death.
也可以讲说离开神人就没有盼望。
So once the person departs from God, he will have no hope at all.
你仔细看他的人生有什么盼望。
If you look at a person without God, what kind of hope does he have?
你就问他，一直问下去，到最后他给你什么答案。
And if you keep on asking him questions, what kind of answer would you get?
你人生有什么理想。
So what are your goals in life? Want to study?
那读完呢？
What about after studying?
工作。
I'll work.
工作完了。
What about after work?
养家。
And I'll start a family.
你就一直问下去。
And you keep asking the questions.
问到退休了。
And then till retirement.
那再问下去。
And then you ask some more.
那你人生有什么理想？
And what other goals do you have?
养老。
Retirement, I'll just
do nothing. 再下去，你有什么理想？
And then what happened after retirement?
有啊，你再问下去，有一个理想就是好死。
And you keep asking him until the end, he'll say, well, I want a quick and harmless death.
第一个不要受苦很难过，第二个不要拖累到子孙。
Some people may reply that I want a quick, clean death I don't have to suffer much and I don't have to drag my family members down with me.
所以人有什么理想？
So what goals do we have?
到最后是没有了。
Really, not much.
离开神，人就没有希望可言。
Apart from God, there is no hope.
就等候死亡。
You just live to die.
好，这个浪子在这一些醒悟过来，他想来想去，他醒过来了。
So this prodigal son, he came to his senses.
他比较一下醒过来。
And he made some comparisons, and then he woke up.
所以人啊，要早一点，越早醒越好。
So the earlier we wake up, the better.
我们也看过人在病床上醒过来了。
We have.Heard of people who on the deathbed he came to his senses
信耶稣啊
and then believe in Jesus.
本来怎么讲都不信，一生病床讲一次就信了。
Previously he would never believe in Jesus, but now he's lying on the bed and he believes.
醒过来了。
He awoke.
所以越早醒过来越好。
And so the quicker is the awakening, the better.
然后他醒过来以后，他就说。
And after he came to his senses.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要到父亲那里去。
I will set out and go back to my father.
父亲很远啊。
My father is very far away now.
他现在要拿出行动来回到父亲那里去。
Now he must pack his bags and go.
所以如果我们觉得对人生觉得很空虚。
So if you think that the life is filled with vanity,
we feel
that we're living in sin,
and
that there is no hope in this world,
and there's
only one way to go, return to the Father, return to look for the God of heaven.
And
this is a great transformation of this son.
Let
us see how this father responded.
20.
Verse 20, so he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
然后抱着他的颈项跟他亲嘴。
He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
我们来到神的面前,
we came to the presence of the Lord.
我们不配得神的恩典,
and we're unworthy of receiving God's grace.
因为我们的罪实在太多,
because our sins are too great.
我们不配亲近神,
we're unworthy to, join, to be near to God.
神要接纳我们。
But why is it that God still wants us to
sin?
Because he had compassion with us. Because he is merciful. Therefore, we can be safe. It's not because of the good deeds we have done. We can be safe. It's because of God's compassion and mercy. We have no qualifications to deserve salvation. And so the son was able to be near the father is because father had compassion
on him.
Let's refer to scroll Psalm 103.
第九节,
Psalm 103, Psalm 103 verse 8.
说耶和华有怜悯有恩典, 他不轻易发怒, 且有丰盛的慈爱, 第九节,
verse 9.
他不长久责备, 也不永远怀怒, 第十节,
verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们, 也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们, 十一节,
verse 11.
天离地何等的高, 他的慈爱像敬畏他的人何等大, 十二节,
verse 12.
东离西有多远, 他叫我们的过犯离开我们, 也有多远, 十三节,
13.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女, 神也要怎样连续敬畏他的人。 这里在讲啊, 神没有按我们的罪过待我们。
Verse 10 says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve,
没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们,
or repay us according to our iniquities.
如果神照我们的罪一条一条来算,
if God would count all the transgressions,
然后一条一条来报应,
and then punish us accordingly.
好像我们常常对人都是这样,
just like the way we treat others.
一条罪这样念念不忘, 念了几十年,
and if someone have sinned against you and you remember it for life.
如果神这样来对待我们,
if that's how God treats us,
这死光了,
and we're all died.
所以有的人说神不公义, 旧约圣经我读来读去, 这个神不能拜, 杀这么多人。
And some people will say, oh, God is not merciful. If you look at the Old Testament, look, so many people died.
为什么会这样讲?
Why do they say this?
因为这样讲都是表示说人没有错。
And if they say this, they basically say, oh, human being has committed no wrong.
人没有罪, 神杀这么多人。
And human being is sinless, but God slaughtered them all.
如果一个人了解人所犯的罪,
if a person understands the type of sins that we committed,
我们就知道是神手下留情, 如果神不手下留情, 人早就完了。
We'll know that it's because God had mercy on mankind, otherwise the human race as we know it will be all perished.
我们再想一个问题啦, 如果换我们来当神,
and so think about it, if you are,
世界还会留到现在吗?
Would the world remain in existence?
早就被毁掉了。
Probably destroyed already.
所以今天我们还能够存在, 这是神的怜悯。
So today, the fact that we're still alive, this is the mercy of God.
这个浪子回头父亲还是接纳他, 没有讲一句责备的话。
So this prodigal son returned to the father. The father still accepts him, without any words of punishment.
那天父要给我们什么?
And what will our heavenly father give us?
我们现在回头看, 路加福音15章。
So let's return to Luke chapter 15.
22节,
verse 22.
父亲吩咐仆人说, 把那个好的袍子拿出来给他穿。
The father says, bring out the finest robes.
那脏的衣服脱掉，穿上干净。
And I remove your dirty clothes and then put on the clean robe.
我们回来寻找神，第一件事情，神要赦免我们的罪。
When we return to God, the first thing God will do is forgive our sin.
就借着洗礼。
That is through water baptism.
你洗礼的时候，你的原罪、本罪、一切的罪。一笔勾销。
When you baptize, all your original sins, your sins that you committed later will all be cleansed away.
这个是最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest blessings of all.
穿上义袍。
So that we can put on the robe of righteousness.
借着这个义袍才能够进到神的面前来求恩典。
Through this robe of righteousness, we may come to God to receive blessings and grace.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们再看这个二十二节下边中间一句。
Verse 22, second portion.
把戒指戴在他的指头上。
Put a ring on his finger.
这个戒指就是归属的记号。
And this ring, it's to symbolize the returning of the son.
所以结婚的人通常都有戴戒指。
And so, if you're married, you would have to wear a ring.
这是一种归属的记号。
And this is a symbol for belonging.
那今天我们要归属于神。
So today we want to belong to God.
那个记号是什么？
What is the symbol?
加拉太书说。
The book of Galatians says,
神将他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
And God poured down His Spirit on us.
来证明。他拣选出他们的儿女
to prove that he had selected us to be his children.
主耶稣受洗从水里面上来
and Lord Jesus after baptism came out of the water.
有一个声音说
and there's a voice.
这是我的爱子
this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的
whom I'm well pleased.
这个声音出来之前
and before this voice,
圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上
Holy Spirit came down like dove.
这是一个证明
and this is a proof.
今天我们为什么很有把握神接纳
today why is it that we're so affirmative of God's acceptance.
我真的是属于神的人。
That I truly belong to God.
因为他把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
Because the Spirit of God lives in us.
给我们有一个凭据。
And serves as a guarantee.
神悦纳我们。
That God is pleased with us.
神接纳我们。
And God accepts us.
所以这不是极大的恩典吗？
Isn't this is the greatest blessing of all?
神接纳罪人。
That God accepts sinners.
这是他的恩典。
This is His grace.
第三个。
Thirdly.
我们再看拿鞋子给他穿上。
And he put sandals on his feet.
以弗所书里面说，这个就是平安的福音。
And in the book of Ephesians, saying that this is the gospel of peace.
也就是说，你走到哪里，你第一个鞋子会踏到那里。
So wherever you go, your feet will step on the ground.
不论你走到哪里，主耶稣的平安要跟我们同在。
Wherever you go, the peace. Of the Lord will be with you.
这个是信耶稣的好处。
And this is the advantage of believing in Jesus.
天涯海角有主同在，就有平安。
No matter where you go, any parts of this world, if Jesus is with you, you will have peace.
这不是世上的平安。
And this is not the earthly peace.
这是主同在的平安。
And this is the peace of the abidance of the Lord.
这个是世上人很难体会到的。
And this is very hard to experience if you only choose to live according to the worldly path.
风雨当中的平安。
This is the peace. In the storm.
在困难当中的平安。
And this is the tranquility in tribulation.
太宝贵了。
It's too precious.
好像耶稣被钉十字架，他的心是平安的，好像一头羔羊。
As if Lord Jesus, even at the moment of crucifixion, his heart was peaceful.
这是神要给我们的恩典。
And this is the blessing that God will give us.
最后一个。
Lastly, verse 23.
把肥牛犊牵来宰了。可以宴乐。
And bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let's have a feast and celebrate.
神要赐给我们丰盛的恩典。
God will give us abundant grace.
律法是借着摩西传的。
And the laws were given through Moses.
恩典和真理是耶稣基督来的。
And grace and blessings will come from Lord Jesus.
我们回到主耶稣的身边，就是要来享受神的恩典。
So we return to Lord Jesus to enjoy His blessings and grace.
因此，如果有一个人传主的福音给我们
，Therefore, if a person preaches the gospel of Jesus to you,
我们不愿意接受
，and we do not want to accept,
就是表示说我不要那个恩典。
That means I don't want this blessing.
那你看那个东西 on sale 再远都不远，都去买了，为什么这个恩典不要钱？不要。
And this is very strange because people would travel miles to purchase on sale items, but here is this blessing for free. Many people don't want it.
很多很有价值的不是钱买得到的。
And many things are very valuable and could or cannot be purchased with money.
主要白白给我们。
But here, God won't give you this gift, this blessing for free.
平安买不到。
Can you buy peace? No, you cannot.
永生买不到。
Can you buy eternal life? No, you cannot.
喜乐买不到。
You cannot buy joy as well.
哦，但是神都要给我们。
But God will give us all these
丰盛的恩典。
Abundant grace.
所以浪子回头。
So the prodigal son returns.
慈父接纳。
And the merciful Father accepts.
我们的天父愿意接纳每一个人。
Our Heavenly Father is willing to accept everyone,
赦免他的罪,
to receive their, to forgive their sins and to give them Holy Spirit,
让他活在平安里面,
so that he may live in peace,
享受丰盛的恩典,
to enjoy abundant grace.
好, 所以让我们起来,
so let's get up, stand up,
回到父亲的身旁,
and return to our Father,
来接受他的爱,
to accept his love.